is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to bring up whatever you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. Still to come, we will continue on the list that we started several weeks ago, the 30 things to stop doing to yourself. Also, we've been, for those of you just tuning in, for the majority of the show, talking about rape fantasies. Now, this is a topic that doesn't come up on talk radio very often at all. It's a topic that I'm particularly uncomfortable discussing, and as are you, Brett.
Very much so, yeah.
It's definitely an area that I don't have any experience with. I'm not interested in rape fantasies. You know, that's not my thing. But apparently a number of women have what they claim to be rape fantasies, although there's another article over at Psychology Today where the psychologist Paul Yonitis, he argues that these aren't actually rape fantasies that these women are having. They're submission fantasies because by virtue of the nature of the woman having the fantasy, she's always in control of that. And, of course, rape is about not having any control over a situation. And to compare these rape fantasies to actual rape is, you know, kind of an insult to real rape victims. So there's a lot of still, you know, there's no real firm answers on this. The first article that we read went through eight possible reasons why women are having, some women are having these fantasies. And some of the reasons were contradictory, others confusing. So we'd love to get your thoughts, and we're going to go to the phones here. We've got Deborah on the line. Deborah calling from Wyoming on Skype. Hey, Deborah.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have just recently gotten home, so I haven't had the benefit of listening to you all except for just a few minutes before I got in. But frankly, it kind of sounds like, and I think you've admitted this, you're all talking about something that you don't understand, and you're asking for someone to give some first-hand viewpoints.
Yes,
I have
please.
To qualify this with, I am not someone who fantasizes about rape. However, I am a submissive, a sexual submissive, and so I can address that point of view as far as the voluntary relinquishment of control. And the article you just mentioned on Psychology Today sounds like, I haven't read it, but it sounds like I would concur with the viewpoint they're putting forward.
That these are not, in point of fact, rape fantasies, but are instead submission fantasies?
Right, exactly. I mean, submission is a very, it sounds weird from maybe an outside point of view, but it's a very freeing experience. You know, but as the article you mentioned points out, that there is the woman making the selection and voluntarily choosing to do this. And I think that a fantasy that would involve no choice and no control certainly does, even from my point of view, sound a little off. But, you know, I don't know if you have had the benefit of having any woman address the idea of voluntary submission. And, you know, so I open myself up for questions on that point of view. But
well, looking at these, what was called rape fantasies, but others have suggested should be called submission fantasies, looking at them as submission fantasies sure makes it a lot easier to talk about.
It does, yeah.
Taking the word rape out of the room, it makes it a lot easier to kind of look at the issue, in which case it also makes it much more understandable. Like, oh, yeah, want to relinquish control, and it's temporary, and it's, you know, consensual, whatever.
And it doesn't seem like you would even need to use the word fantasy, because from my experience, it happens all the time. Like, I would say that I am more dominant and assertive, but there are times when things are happening and I'm not in control, and I don't have any objections.
Yep. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so I think that from my personal experience, there are times where, you know, the situation is just that the woman is submissive and it's okay. And I guess there's varying degrees of what that means.
Right.
Do you think that's as common? You weren't here for Sir Real's call earlier tonight, but he basically said that all women want to be submissive, that this is a female thing. Do you think there's any truth to that, Deborah?
Absolutely not. I've known far too many women who are absolutely and exclusively sexually dominant to believe that all women want to be submissive. So, no, in my
experience,
do you think
it's a majority of women?
No. From my experience, I think it's pretty evenly split, frankly.
But that's what you're into. Do you ever reverse your role? Do you ever become
the
dominant?
No, I am not a switch. I am solidly submissive and happy to be on the bottom, as they say.
Why do you feel like that? You know, the earlier suggestion from a caller was that maybe this was some sort of abuse that people were, you know, being suffered at a young age.
Not in my situation, and very few submissive women that I've spoken to have any kind of abuse in their background. Anyway, certainly not to the extent where the majority of submissive women are acting this way because this is how they've been programmed or they're reliving some event. No, most submissive women I know are, you know, they're selective about who they're submissive to. They have definite boundaries on what is and is not acceptable. And it's not a, you know, I'm not using my body. You can do whatever you want to with it, you know, kind of thing. Everybody has their limits and their organization. Now, that's not to say that there aren't broken people who behave in ways that would appear to be a healthy submissive attitude. You know, I've certainly run into a few people who were broken, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an entirely different thing. That's not what domination and submission are about.
I think there's also an impulse, too, when people observe or hear about a fetish or a sexual behavior that seems foreign to them, it's easy to just assign that label to it.
Like someone's wrong. Something's wrong with that
person. Something's wrong with that person. And then to speculate that they came through some kind of abuse.
Still, though, it's interesting to kind of look into people's desires and see if there's any sort of root for them. Do you know if there was any influence at all? Maybe not necessarily abuse, but was there some sort of influence in your past that led you down that road? Or is it just like that's always what you ever wanted?
date myself a little bit here. I remember watching cartoons of the ever entertaining Dudley Do-Right and his love of his life, Nell.
Mm-hmm.
And Nell was constantly being tied onto the railroad tracks by evil Snidely Whiplash. I watched those as a child and went, ooh, that kind of looks fun. So, you know, that was way before I ever got to the point of engaging in anything with any other person. But in my head, I went, wow, tied up. Well, that might be kind of cool.
Would you liken your husband more to Snidely Whiplash or Dudley Do-Right?
You hear him laughing uproariously in the background. I don't think he has a lot of Snidely in him, but I don't think he's nearly as feckless as Dudley Do-Right. I don't think I could put up with that.
All right, that's all the questions I have. Brad, you got one for Deborah?
No, I feel like that was some valuable information. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thanks, Deborah. Any other thoughts
My
you
pleasure.
Want to share here?
No, just looking forward to seeing you all at Porkfest.
Yeah, very exciting. We'll see you guys there, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing
Certainly.
From you. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here. I thought that was a good kind of recap and recap on all this here.
A nice conclusion, we could say. When she mentioned a cartoon, I thought she was going to say Pepe Le Pew. Do you remember this, guy?
Yeah.
The skunk?
Mm-hmm, the lover. The skunk lover.
No. Now, see that using the word lover there, I don't know about that. He was pretty damn aggressive as far as
Good
I'm concerned.
Good point. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, things to just stop doing to yourself. There's 30 of them. We're not going to get through all 30. We'll probably get through a handful. But we'll share them with you coming up, and you can share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
I want want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial on in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're going to get into the, or back into the 30 things that you should stop doing to yourself here in just a moment. Also, something you should do for yourself if you are a merchant. If you have things that you want to sell for Bitcoin, you can now get merchant services from blockchain.com. You know about blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is where you can go and get a free Bitcoin wallet. But blockchain.com, same group, they're just using that website to market a service and an app to merchants. And there are some other competitors out there, but unlike those other competitors, there's no terms of service to which you must agree at blockchain.com. There's no ID requirements of any kind, and there's no fees. So you can accept Bitcoin safely, securely, and for free. At least that's my understanding. It's a brand new service that they launched over there at blockchain.com. So go and check that out if you've been thinking about doing merchant services, or maybe you have one of the existing companies and you're not happy with them, because I've heard complaints about both of the other major players in this market space. So maybe blockchain.com is going to bring something to the table that's going to change everything. I'm excited about it. Blockchain.com, check that out. Brett is here from School Sucks Project. We have been talking about a story about rape fantasy, but I think we've covered all of the bases on that one here tonight. We've still got about 24 things remaining on the 30 things to stop doing to yourself. So let's pick up the list, shall we?
Yes.
Number 6, stop trying to hold on to the past. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading your last one.
Yeah, absolutely. And the hard thing about this, and people have a tendency to do this in a number of ways, it's very disempowering, isn't it? Because you're focusing all this mental energy into a time period over which you have no control. It's already happened. There's nothing good about yesterday because it's not accessible.
Well, this
anymore.
Applies to both things, right? Like, it could be a good past, it could be a bad past. Either way, holding on to it's not a good thing, because some people like to reminisce about the good old days.
Sure, yeah.
Others, have some sort of traumatic event that they're still focusing on, or maybe, right. It was an ex-lover who cheated on them, or whatever. You know, whatever it is that happened to you in the past, to continue to focus on what has already been, what brought you to where you are today, is to lose focus on the now and
right.
What it is that you're experiencing in this moment, the relationships you have now, making those better, making sure that you're as positive as you can be in your life, instead of focusing on something that you either want to reproduce in the past, which of course you'll never be able to totally reproduce whatever experience it is that you had that was desirable, or whatever it is that was traumatic to you that is haunting you
sure.
to this day. Both of those things, focusing on either one of those kind of things is detrimental.
Yep. The message you're sending yourself, even on a subconscious level, is you have no control. You have no control because all this energy is going into a period of time that already happened, good or bad. And certainly, obviously, if it was bad in the past and you dwell on that, well, then it means you're going to be transferring a bunch of energy into another time you can't mm-hmm. control, called the future, in the form of worry. So, presence is very important. Presence is important to relationships. Presence is important to productivity. Presence is important to happiness. And I was telling you off the air that I had a stressful couple of weeks, and most of it was channeling energy into future concerns. Right. And maybe a little bit into the past, like, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have done this. It was a health issue, I thought. And still something that I'm very concerned about. But it just felt like I had no control over anything. And it was just, maybe like within the last week, I said, OK, well, today is today. What can be done here? And it was funny that just by shifting my focus into the time when I'm actually living,
yep.
it made a huge difference in how I felt. So that's very important. Yeah.
Number 7, stop being scared to make a mistake. Doing something and getting it wrong is at least 10 times more productive than doing nothing. Every success has a trail of failures behind it, and every failure is leading towards success. You end up regretting the things you did not do far more than the things that you did.
Yeah. I get some great advice on my show in the past from an entrepreneur who's actually a young guy, and he's retired. His name is Jake DeSillis, and he does a show called The Voluntary Life.
That's right. On
your
LRN. FM, yeah.
Yeah. And his advice for kids was, start being an entrepreneur now. Mm-hmm. You're at home. You're a teen.
You can afford it.
Great.
Yeah.
You can afford to fail, because if you want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to fail. You know,
it's inevitable. Sure.
Absolutely. So it's going to be, in many cases, numerous failures. You know, I think about the failures and the things that I've tried to do. They are significant. Mm-hmm. You know, but the thing is that most people don't know this because you don't hear about the person until they're successful.
They make it. Yeah.
Right. There was a great story about Sylvester Stallone. Do you know the story of the movie Rocky?
Yes.
Did we talk about
it? I think you might have told the story.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I did. I think I might have told it on the show.
It was a real underdog kind of story.
Absolutely. Rocky is the story of Sylvester Stallone's life as an actor and a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of transfers the story into this boxer. So, and it's funny, at the end of Rocky, spoiler alert, you know, you've had almost, 40 years, he doesn't win the big fight, you know, but he made it. He got to the big fight. And that was such a victory for, what are they called boxers like that? Stumble bums, you know, down and out kind of guys who just no one thinks will amount to anything. But Sylvester Stallone failed and failed and failed, and he knew what he wanted. And he walked away at one point, I think, from $300,000 that they wanted to give him to buy the script if they could buy him out of the movie. You know, like, you can't be in it. You're a funny looking guy with a funny voice. You can't star in this movie. But he said
he insisted.
No. And he had nothing. He had sold his wife's jewelry. He had sold his dog.
Wow.
To stay alive and turned down $300,000.
That's a huge choice.
Yeah. Because that wasn't his vision to make Rocky without him.
So some say you have to fail your way to success. And I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And you never get to. You'll never get to the success if you aren't willing to try and then blow it.
Yeah, and the reason why I brought him up, what made me think of that is, I remember listening to this interview where he said, I just acclimated myself to the struggle, you know? So in other words, he had accepted that failure was a part of the path to success. And he didn't want to just, like, as soon as somebody could offer him some semblance of success or some counterfeit success, like, here, have $300,000, but don't have your dream.
Yeah.
He said no, because he had accepted the failures that came with the pursuit.
You got to know what you want and before you'll figure out how to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, stop berating yourself for old mistakes. This is kind of the number 6 over again,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yes.
We may love the wrong person and cry about the wrong things, but no matter how things go wrong, one thing's for sure. Mistakes help us find the person and things that are right for us. We all make mistakes, have struggles, and even regret things in our past. But you're not your mistakes, and you're not your struggles, and you're here now with the power to shape your day and your future. And every single thing that's ever happened in your life is preparing you for a moment that is yet to come. We'll come back with more of the 30 things that you should stop doing to yourself here in a little bit. And, of course, take your calls, your additions to the list, if you'd like to jump in here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the 30 things that you should stop doing to yourself. Lots of good advice here in this one article from LifeBuzz. We've managed to come back to it again and again. We're only up to number 9 on the list of 30. And we'll continue that here in moments. Want to let you know there's a Bitcoin theorem-proving treasure hunt going on right now at mathgate.info. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, and find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, so you can connect to mathgate.info through Tor. Prove some theorems, and find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already looking for those Bitcoins. So go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. That's mathgate.info. Brett Vinod with me here from the School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com.
Good to be here.
And we're doing the 30 things from lifebuzz.com, 30 things to stop doing to yourself. And number 9 is to stop trying to buy happiness. Many of the things we desire are expensive, but the truth is the things that really satisfy us are totally free. Love, laughter, and working on our passions.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's, you know, something that people, I hear people say a lot, and I've probably said a whole bunch of times in the past, is I'll be happy when. I can't wait until when. And, you know, people say that, Brett, you're kind of a one-trick pony trying to tie everything to school. But school throughout, you know, its various stages, elementary, middle school, high school, even college, seems to be about deferring happiness. Because other people know what's good for you, and you can be happy. You know, oh, this might not be fun right now, but you'll see someday you'll thank me. I mean, parents say that, teachers say that. You'll thank me later.
Yeah, it sucks now, but someday you'll graduate and be free.
Well, yeah, but then we find out when we graduate, we have to go to college, and then it's the same thing. And then it just becomes a habit that for a lot of people lasts their entire lives. You know, they get a job. Oh, is it Friday yet? You know, and ultimately all this happiness is deferred until something called retirement, when people just... This is when it finally happens. This is when I will finally have, the leisure and the pleasure that in many ways, and it's not like people live pleasureless, leisureless existences, but they keep grinding away and sacrificing happiness for, some illusory time in the future.
Well, right. I mean, you can have leisure, but that doesn't necessarily you're happy, right? Like, you can engage in leisurely activities like sports and watching television or playing video games, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a happy person when you're done with it. Maybe it'll distract you from the negativities or whatever it is that's bothering you in life. And ultimately, that's what buying happiness that people are doing when they're trying to fill whatever the gap is, whatever hole they have in their own person with things, with buying stuff, get a new big screen TV or whatever it is that the fad of buying is, a new car, whatever it is that you've told yourself that I need to have this.
Yeah.
And maybe it comes from the momentary sense of satisfaction that people do get when they buy something, that kind of opening the box experience. Oh, you get something from Amazon, and you open the box up. And
presents.
It's got that kind of feel to it. And so people are probably seeking that to some extent because it feels like some semblance of happiness for a short moment, which, of course, is why we see problems with hoarders, for instance, people who will just keep buying things just to have that satisfaction of having bought something that they wanted, because they can't get real satisfaction from their own choices and their own decisions in life.
There's even a term for this that apparently is completely acceptable in society, and it's retail therapy.
Oh, my.
Have you never heard that?
No.
No, just going out and going shopping. And I've actually found myself doing this from time. I have two bad habits, right? Sometimes I'll just be sitting there and I'll get to a lull where I'll have nothing else to do. I'll be done with work for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say I've caught myself doing this a couple of times.
Shopping.
Now, not that I should just go shopping, because that's insane to me. just going shopping. Maybe we'll shop. I don't get... No.
All right, you're not as bad as some people, then.
Right. But I'll sit there and I'll go, now, what do I need from Walmart? What do I need from AutoZone? Another thing that I do all the time...
So you don't have a list, like a shopping list?
No, but I'll say there should be a list. Mm-hmm. Or I'll go to eBay. And I'll say, surely there are things that I need to buy. So I actually, using the program Evernote that we've talked about before, I started making a wish list.
Yes, this is
important.
These
are the things that I really want. And I have this other thing with new food.
So the wish list has short-circuited this other process of wondering?
Yeah.
That's good. Probably save you some money that way, too.
But until recently, I've had this new food issue where I'll go shopping, right? And I'll go out and I'll spend $80, $90, $100 for weeks worth of groceries.
I have an issue where I won't go shopping. It's probably been 3 or 4 weeks since I've been to the grocery store.
Okay, but you know what? I envy you because you're getting tons of new food. You're getting new food every day because you're eating, right?
I guess, yeah.
You eat every day. That's brand new food, man. That's not food that was sitting in your refrigerator.
A lot of it's coming out of a freezer.
Oh, okay, but it's... Wait a minute.
Anyway, what's the issue?
All right, so new food is I'll go shopping, and then I know at home I have a fridge full of stuff, but I'd have to cook it. So then, it happens, what happens a lot when I leave here, right?
Yeah.
I went shopping today when I came back into town. I went shopping and spent, $50 today just on enough for 4 days. And already I feel hungry right now, and I'm thinking, I might hit up that supermarket after this and find some new food,
So you've got some sort of thing with having new food. Constantly a stream of new ingredients, or is it stuff that you can just...
No, I have a very limited diet. I don't eat that many things, but there are things at the supermarket down the street that I'm thinking about, and I'll go there and I'll pick it up and I'll walk out of there and I'll be like, oh boy, I'm going to eat this stuff right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like exciting in a way that going home.
Did you crack it open in the car?
No. Okay. I go home. I have a very, you know, I go home. I set up YouTube. I make sure I'm not going to be disturbed. Food. It's an event. For me.
A ritual, almost.
Yeah. Because I usually only eat like one or two meals a day. So I like to be entertained while I eat, too. You know,
YouTube's good for that.
YouTube is good because you can just keep switching through videos, you know.
ADD all the way.
That's another issue. So that's my new food, which kind of speaks to this, my new food issue.
We know that buying things isn't going to bring you happiness.
Right.
If anything, it's going to bring you a bunch of things. And then you're not going to be very happy when you have to eventually get rid of all of those things, or at least some of those things. You can only have so many things.
Or move from one place to another.
Not good.
Yep. I remember one time there was nothing I treasured more than my book collection.
How's that going now?
My collection of just tremendously heavy old books.
I like books, but I don't like book collections because I feel like they just sit on a shelf and I never look at them. So why the hell do I have them?
Oh, no, because I had this fantasy at one time, like especially when I was I was collecting books well into the time that I started my show, like over 4 years ago. And I said, yeah, you know, I'll have like a bookshelf in the background with all my books.
Ah, that way
I'll be
smart.
Working away. No. I'll just be working away. And then I'll say, I need to get some information out of a book. And I just fantasize myself like sliding across the office to the bookshelf and thumbing through, looking for, some obscure footnote instead of just sitting right where I was and Googling it, which is what I do.
But what happened to the book collection? Did you get rid
of them?
They're
in boxes.
You still have them.
I still move them. Which is why, you know, word to the wise, don't collect books.
Do you have like a storage facility or are they sitting in your house?
I have some stuff in a storage facility and
this is too much. See, I can't get to the point of having a storage facility. I would never want to get to that point. That would be the indicator that you've gone too far.
Oh, yeah.
You have too much.
I don't need the storage facility for the books. I just have one because I do move quite a bit.
I see.
So most of them are in boxes in the basement of the house where I live now.
We'll come back with more here. One segment remains tonight. Still enough time to get you with your thoughts in if you dial in toll free at 855-453. Number 10 on the list of things to stop doing to yourself. That's coming up next. Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on joined the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlite is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlite with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the remaining moments of the show. Here, just enough time for your call. If you dial now, toll free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Brett.
Brett's here courtesy of his website, schoolsucksproject.com. There's a lot more of Brett and other stuff for your edification there. By the way, Free State Project is the reason why we're here together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would probably not know you if it were not for the Free State Project. The Free State Project is bringing people who love liberty to the same geographic area. New Hampshire is the chosen destination. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more and get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. If you love freedom, if you understand what freedom, liberty is all about, your freedom to live your life how you want, as long as you don't hurt anybody else, and that you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free with their lives as well. So go to freestateproject.org, learn about that. The best thing you can do to learn about the Free State Project is come to New Hampshire and visit, especially during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up June 22nd through the 29th. We're literally 2 months away from this amazing event in the woods of northern New Hampshire. The White Mountains, the vista, the view is spectacular, but the people are the real reason to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Expecting around 1,500, maybe even 2,000 people this year. It was huge last year, the year before that. This is going to be the 11th year of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Free Talk Live is going to broadcast live every single night. 7 to 10, we'll be there every night from Sunday through Saturday nights, which is always a lot of fun. Great opportunity to meet a bunch of Free Talk Live listeners and for listeners to meet other listeners as well as other people involved in the Free State Project. If you've been hearing us talk about the Free State Project and how amazing it is to actually be with, physically in reality, hundreds, over 1,000 other people who actually love freedom enough to do something about it, to pick up their lives and move here, this is the place to really experience that sense of community for an entire week. Hey, maybe you can't make it for the whole week. Don't don't not come up for the weekend. Come up for the weekend. If that's all you can do is come up for Friday and Saturday and Sunday, it's worth the trip to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's an amazing experience. Great people. All kinds of fun activities going on throughout the week. I can't even scratch the surface of all the stuff that they're doing this year. It's a DIY theme. And DIY, do-it-yourself?
Yep.
DIY, actually. Anyway, do-it-yourself is the theme this year, and so there's going to be a lot of stuff to learn and get involved in and create. And, of course, the most important thing to create are relationships. These are people, if you're joining the Free State Project or considering joining the Free State Project, you're going to get to meet a lot of your neighbors, your future neighbors here at this event. So, really, it's worth it. It's $60, gets you in for the whole week. That doesn't include your lodging. It is a campground, so you can camp pretty cheap, especially if you share the campground with others. If you're looking for rides up, the Free State Project actually has a Porkfest group on Facebook. There's also a Porkfest sub-forum on the Free State Project's forums at forum.freestateproject.org. And again, the Porkfest group, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Look for porkfest.com. You can go and get registered there, learn more about the event, look at pictures from last year, that kind of thing. Porkfest.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. As we go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts, we'll continue with the 30 things to stop doing to yourself here in a little bit if we get a chance. But Nick is actually on the line here in Oregon. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brett.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Nick. Go ahead, sir.
I'm a high school student. I'm a freshman. I'm going to a charter school here in Oregon. And I'm thinking about dropping out. I've started my own yak herd, and I'm thinking that that is the way I want to go with my life. But
what is that? Tell us more. What is that?
Oh yeah, sorry. A yak is sort of a type of cow.
Yak herd. Okay, yeah.
That's what I thought he was saying.
I thought you said a yakherd is one word, and I didn't know what it was. But a herd of yaks. Sure. Okay.
How does one start a herd of yaks as a high school freshman?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, he becomes an anarcho-capitalist and does not like to conform with society and does not like regulations in agriculture and finds an animal that is not regulated as much as cattle. Yeah. And then I found a farm in Bend, Oregon, Pine Mountain Ranch. They have a large yak facility, and I bought some from them.
Wow. So you had some savings. You purchased some yaks. What does a yak cost?
It all depends on age and gender. I got four yaks for two pregnant cows and two bull calves for about $2,000. I did not have a savings for this. I actually am now in debt, but...
How does one get a loan as a freshman in high school? Parents?
Parents,
okay.
Yes.
So they're behind you on this?
Yes.
Awesome story so far.
Yeah, well, what is it your plan? I mean, what does one do with a yak? Does one slaughter a yak and make yak meat? What's your plan to profit from the yaks?
Yeah, mostly meat. I'm thinking about dairy. Nobody in the Americas, South and North, are selling commercial milk. So I would be the first yak dairy if I can do it.
Wow.
I would like to do that.
A dream.
It's hard. But yeah.
So,
and then also hair.
Yeah. So school is really not... It's kind of probably taken away from this stuff that you're really into right now, right?
Definitely.
How long have you been thinking about dropping out?
About a month.
All right. So obviously you're an extremely smart young man, so I would guess that you have considered the possibility that by the time you're 16, maybe you might not be interested or as committed or as passionate about the yak herding anymore. Do you worry that, or has anyone suggested that you should worry about maybe erasing some of your options? I know you're just listening, but I'm throwing up air quotes with my fingers that school creates. And you know, I mean, there are obviously real things to think about because it is a huge decision. And obviously, I would like to see nobody going to government school at your age. But I understand that, you know, we live in a a different kind of world than what I envision. So, yeah, I mean, what, how much planning, how much thought have you put into this? Have you gone through the what ifs?
I've gone through it a little bit. I've talked with my parents about this. I've talked a little bit with our college planner person at school.
Mm-hmm.
I've got great test scores. I am pretty smart. I'm not trying to brag. I have almost all straight A's. I have a 4.0.
You're a 14-year-old yak farmer. Yeah, you're doing great, for sure.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Well, what's the parents' response when you talk to them?
Their response is, well, if you do this, you're not going to be able to get back into this charter school, and you're not going to be able to go to college if you don't get a diploma. And I'm thinking that I could go to almost any college I want with the grades and test scores that I have. So I am really closing a lot of doors to do it, but I am really not interested in school. It's not something that I like. I don't like learning what they want me to learn. It's just not interesting, and I don't think that I would use it unless I did end up going to some nice school, becoming a lawyer or something.
Sure. I'll tell you, these Ivy League schools, you know, they like stories. I used to be a college consultant, and I was working with this girl who was from South Vietnam and had, you know, just wasn't brilliant, right? But I was helping her with the admissions process for Harvard because Harvard likes those kinds of stories. Now, obviously, the colleges also consider things like ethnic diversity. That's important. But, you know, a good story that a 17 or 18 year old can bring to a pretty decent school can go a long way. You know, she was older than, I mean, this was like 2006 that I was doing this, and she was in her mid 20s. So she, or maybe late 20s, early 30s, she had lived through the Vietnam War, and she had a story. Now, I dropped out of high school when I was a freshman. To be a yak herder is quite a story, especially if you're successful at doing it. So the idea, I mean, yeah, there is the reality that it might close some doors, that it might make it harder to get back on a college track. Just being a yak farmer doesn't open the door of every Ivy League school in the country, that's for sure. So, yeah, you might certainly be creating some challenges for yourself. But I think there's people that you can talk to. There's endless resources for this today. I encourage you to check out, you know, my website, schoolsucksproject.com, and you can hook up with some people there. You can hook up with me directly, and you know, maybe we can give you some advice, or we can provide some resources, because yeah, it's a tough decision to make right now, but you know, the more information.
I feel like he should follow his instincts here. I mean, he's interested in doing the farming thing. He's not getting any of that at school. He's not liking the school, and the parents are supportive. So
yeah,
if your parents are willing to support your choices on this, I say go and, you know, set yourself free of this and do your own education and the things that you want to learn of school.
And just get as much information as you can to prepare yourself for those challenges.
Good luck, Nick. Thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Bye.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.